My next guest on the travel program is Steffi Smeden, who recently returned from a week-long group cycling holiday. Steffi, how did you first hear about the trip?
Actually, I'd been hoping to do something like this for a while and had just been waiting for the right thing to come up. Then I spotted this one on a website. It sounded just the sort of fun thing I was looking for. So I booked a place. It was only later that I realised quite how far I'd have to cycle, and that's when suddenly I began to have doubts about my level of fitness. But I still went ahead with it, though, and it all turned out okay in the end.
So what expectations did you go into it with?
Well, I'm always up for a challenge, that's just my character, so naturally I was hoping that it would provide that. I guess most of all I wanted to see just how serious I was about cycling. I've always had a bike and enjoyed it, but I was thinking it might become more important in my life in some way. And of course, I thought it would be a chance to make contacts amongst like-minded people, although I had no information about who the other group members would be before I left.
How did your family react to the idea?
Oh, they weren't surprised. In fact, when I was talking about the preparations I needed to make, my elder brother got all excited and started describing a trip he'd taken. I think it had been a couple of years previously, not long ago anyway. So he still felt enthusiastic and even suggested he might join me. We all had to remind him that he's a father now and needs to stay around to look after his new baby. I don't think my sister-in-law would have been thrilled at the prospect of him going.
So who else was in the group?
There were about 20 of us. A couple of them had obviously done that sort of thing before, but they showed no signs of impatience with the rest of us who were finding the pace pretty tough. We needed to concentrate on keeping up with those two, though, so any chat was left until the evenings when you needed time to wind down, no matter how exhausted and sleepy you were feeling.
So, did you make real friends?
I hope so. The problem is that we are all in different places and, well, lead busy lives. Several people were taking photos the whole time and agreed to email those to everyone. There was some talk of getting together at weekends to keep up with our cycling, but definite plans didn't actually get made. We'll see. Maybe we'll sign up for the same ride again next year.
So, looking back, has it changed you?
Oh, yes. You know what was really interesting for me, though? I'm always trying to be very organised, like with my college work and stuff. I set myself all these targets, prioritise and so on, and worry whether I'm pulling my weight in any team I'm meant to be part of. But on the bike trip, these things didn't seem quite so important. The pace was just the pace we all rode at, and I stopped trying to calculate our speed and things like that. Maybe that'll carry over into the rest of my life too.
Interesting. And is it all cycling from now on?
Oh no, I'm hoping to go flying. I mean, in a small plane. And I know I will one day, who knows when. But first I have to go on a 10-kilometre running race I've put my name down for. I'm really not looking forward to that one. Then sailing looks like the next thing on the agenda once that's out of the way. But cycling will always be fun too.
I see. Great talking to you, Steffi.
Now play the recording again.